One of the world's most competitive dog sled races is starting in Jackson. The International Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race will cover more than 400 miles over the course of 8 days. Joining us now to talk about the race and about dog sledding in Wyoming is Jerry Bath from Lander. He's doing the race for the fifth year in a row, and he says his dogs are bred for just this kind of event.
I run Alaskan Huskies. That's basically a mix of northern bred dogs. It's a mutt with a pedigree, so to speak. They're very, very selectively bred for what they do, whether you do sprints or mid-distance or stage racing or distance racing, similar to a horse or anything like that, performance-based. They are the best-performing, most fuel-efficient animal on the planet.
Fuel-efficient, that's an interesting word to use for an animal.
They consume massive amounts of calories, but there's been tons of studies done on the Iditarod dogs, for example, tissue samples and everything else, and they still can't figure out how they can actually regenerate while in motion. They don't have to rest. I mean, you do give them rest, but it's amazing. There's no other animal like that that can regenerate.
Now, this is a 425-mile race that spans out over more than a week. How do you and the dogs train for a race of this type of magnitude?
Keep it all fun. I've seen too many people get too serious. I just want to keep it fun. Training-wise, most everybody starts out in August, and I don't get to start until the 1st of November because of my business. I start out I hook them up in front of the pickup, you know, and go 5 miles, 7 miles, 10 miles every other day and work my way up to a pickup, four-wheeler, and then a snow machine, and then it's safe enough to go out with a dog sled where you can hook down and stop. I'll start using just the dog sled.
So you start with them hooked to a truck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? I mean, a lot of people use a four-wheeler, but all the roads I go on, you can take a pickup on. So I just take my truck with my dog box on it, and I can take young dogs, old dogs, and I can switch them in and out, you know. And it's because you have the dog box on there with all the holes and stuff that they travel in. So plus you have a heater and a radio. It's kind of a spoiled way to do it. But
then they pull you around in the truck.
They can and will, but I always put it in gear, and I pace them a certain pace because I don't want them to get too muscle-bound. Like a freight dog or some dog that's hauling heavy freights, they're going to develop really big, large chest muscles. And then when you want them to really reach out and step out and speed up a little bit, they have a bigger tendency to get injured that way.
What goes into winning a race like this? I mean, is this mostly dependent on how good your dogs are, or does it have more to do with how you handle them, race strategy, pacing, things like that?
Everything's in the mix. First, there's no substitution for good genetics, just none at all. And then you have good genetics, and then if you can allow to have a good breeding program or enough money to buy dogs. So it's a little bit of everything. But no matter what my strategies are for my best laid plans, it seems like after day two, it's kind of out the window. On the stage stop, you are allowed 16 dogs on your truck, and then you're allowed to use up to 12 dogs per day. That doesn't mean you have to run 12 dogs. So the object is to get the fastest time every day and to have fresh dogs. Some dogs prefer to run every day. Some dogs one day on, one day off. Some dogs you can run 2 days on, one day off. So you could call it a science. But like anything else, too, you can overanalyze it, and then it wouldn't be fun.
Now, it seems like riding on a sled for days on end in the middle of a Wyoming winter could be pretty brutal, is it?
Oh, it can be, yeah. We can have really, really cold below zero or no visibility. You're prepared for all that. You have to pack a certain amount of safety gear with your sled, too, you know, and just common knowledge. And they just don't let anybody run a race like this. You have to be approved, so to speak, so that you can handle something like that. You know, you have to always pack a sleeping bag, a cooker, dog food, food for you, water, an axe, snowshoes, things like that, an emergency kit, so many booties per dog. You know, there's a list of mandatory gear that you have to pack every day.
Now, this race is obviously a big event every year, and teams come from all over the world. What about the rest of the year? Is there a sled dog community here in Wyoming?
Small one in Wyoming where I started. There's a few really nice family races in Pinedale, Dubois, Casper. So there's a community of that, but when you go up to professional level, there's still a bigger community of that. And what I was really surprised of 5 years ago was running at this level of professionalism, of the amount of sportsmanship and camaraderie. It's just outstanding. It's just second to none. Everybody's there to have a good time. Sure, they're competing against you, but they have no problem dropping what they're doing and helping you out, or if you have a question, giving them a suggestion or something like that. So it's really, really a pretty neat family.
Jerry Bath will be competing in the International Pedigree Stage Stop Sled Dog Race. Best of luck to you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.